Good morning for WVIK News. I'm Herb Trix. A flood warning is in effect for the Rock River at Joslyn through Thursday afternoon. The river is now 0.2 feet over flood stage, which is considered minor flooding, and is expected to crest this afternoon at 0.6 feet over flood stage. The National Weather Service says the rock should then drop below flood stage tonight. The river has risen more than 7 feet since Sunday at Joslyn. Meanwhile, downstream at Moline, the rock is 1.5 feet below flood stage now and should reach just below flood stage by tonight and then begin to fall. With help from a generous graduate, Augustana College hopes to meet all of the financial needs of deserving students. Called Augustana Possible, it's made possible by a $40 million gift from Murray Gerber, who's a class of 1975. Executive Vice President Kent Barnes says those eligible for this financial aid will be high-achieving students from families with lower incomes.
According to a report that was done in 2018, probably in the neighborhood of 75% to 80% of college-bound students face some level of unmet financial need, and we want to combat that.
He estimates about 60% of Augustana students will be eligible academically, but it's not yet known how many will meet the family income requirement. The first awards will be made for those enrolling in the fall of next year. He says currently up to 95% of Augustana students receive some sort of financial aid, and this program will eliminate the unmet financial needs for some of those students. Well, Illinois shoppers stocking up to send their kids back to school are getting some relief from inflation. Governor Pritzker says for a couple of weeks, consumers will get a break on the state sales tax applied to school materials and clothing. The 5 percentage point temporary cut in the Illinois sales tax means if a shopper spends $250 on school supplies and clothing, the tax charge will be $3.13. Usually, the Illinois state sales tax would total $15.63. That's an 80% sales tax savings. Well, for the first time ever, the Davenport School District will have a girls' wrestling team. That follows a decision in January by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union to sanction girls' wrestling, making it the organization's 11th sport. Davenport head coach Josh Park will oversee wrestlers from Central, West, and North high schools, and he knows of at least 5 girls so far who will come out for the team.
There's 14 weight classes to fill to actually have a dual team, so you typically want to cover at least 9 of the weight classes to have a pretty competitive duel. So there's going to be a lot of recruiting amongst the girls and the schools and everything to try to get numbers out.
In high school, Park wrestled for Davenport North and then worked as a volunteer for several youth wrestling clubs. He also coached his 2 daughters when they became interested in wrestling. Official practices don't start until October, but he'll be hosting open mat nights in the coming weeks for any high school girls in the Davenport district who want to learn more about the sport. And Iowa's Democratic candidate for governor is pressing Republican Governor Kim Reynolds to commit to debates before the November election. Democrat Deidre DeGeer says she's asked Reynolds for 3 debates. Reynolds' campaign spokesman says she's happy to debate and will work out details as the fall approaches. Governor Reynolds has significantly lowered her public profile since the legislature ended its session in May, holding fewer news conferences as she campaigns around the state. And for Quad Cities NPR, WVIK, I'm Herb Trix.